Back pain. A radically new approach to the diagnosis and treatment of back pain. Remedies for back pain prevention and exercises to supercharge your health and live pain-free. Written by Lawrence Solliers. Chapter 1: Understanding Low Back Pain. Let's talk about your back. Why? Our back is a complex and fantastic structure. It comprises bones, vertebrae, cushions between those bones, discs, muscles, ligaments, and nerves, all working together to support and keep you moving. When something goes wrong, whether it's a stiff muscle, an irritated nerve, or a worn-out disc, it can throw your whole body off balance. Here's a simple way to think about your back. Your bones, the lumbar vertebrae, are the building blocks that give your back structure. Your discs are like little jelly cushions that keep the bones from grinding together. Your muscles are the movers and stabilizers that let you bend, twist, and lift. Your nerves send signals between your brain and body, controlling movement and sensation. Fascia, the connective tissue that forms a web-like network surrounding and integrating all other structures. Fascia is crucial in maintaining posture and distributing mechanical forces evenly across the body, acting as scaffolding and glue for the musculoskeletal system. Disruptions in fascial integrity can contribute to imbalances, stiffness, and pain. When you're in pain, it's your body's way of saying, something needs attention. Why does back pain happen? Low back pain doesn't usually come out of nowhere. It's often the result of small, everyday habits that add up over time. Here are some common reasons. Sitting too long. If you're at a desk all day, your back muscles and discs are under constant pressure. Weak core muscles. Your core muscles act like a support belt for your spine. If they're weak, your back has to work overtime. Bad lifting technique. Picking heavy objects with your back instead of your legs can strain your spine. Stress and tension. Emotional stress often shows up as tightness in your back. Standing all day. Spending hours on your feet without breaks can lead to muscle fatigue and stiffness in the lower back. A tailored approach for every lifestyle. Low back pain often comes from repetitive patterns in your daily life. How you sit, stand, or move can create small imbalances that build up over time. Here's how you can identify and fix these patterns. If you sit most of the day, sitting for long periods compresses your lower back and tightens your hip flexors, pulling on your spine and creating discomfort. What you can do: adjust your chair and desk so your hips are slightly above your knees and your feet are flat on the floor. Use a small cushion to support the natural curve of your lower back. Stand up and stretch every hour, even if it's just for a minute or two. Try a simple seated twist or standing hamstring stretch to reset your posture. If you stand most of the day, standing for hours without changing position can fatigue your lower back muscles and joints. What you can do: shifting your weight from one foot to the other regularly while wearing the right running shoes with a 4 to 8 millimeters heel-to-toe drop will reduce the fatigue in your spine. When you can stretch your calves, hamstrings, and lower back, a simple forward fold or child's pose can work wonders. If you're physically active, high-impact activities or repetitive movements can strain your back if your form isn't perfect or your muscles aren't balanced. What you can do: always warm up with multi-plane dynamic stretches.